Part 4 The following chapters deal with microbiology and related concepts. In the following chapters, I discuss the various types of microscopes and photomicroscopy, as well as what you can see with microscopes. This includes the structure of cells, their organelles, and related concepts. Chapter 11 Microbiology Microscopes. Light microscopes. Introduction. The microscope and related developments in biology. Microbiology came about as a result of the development of the microscope. The first development was the light microscope, which was followed by the invention of the electron microscope and the electron scanning microscope. The light microscope revealed cells and the cellular structure of life. It also revealed to some extent the cell's organelles and bacteria, but with minimal detail. Viruses cannot be seen with the light microscope, but it is sometimes possible to see the cellular damage they cause. The fine details of organelles and bacteria and viruses were not revealed until the development of the electron microscope. Their surface structure was revealed in a higher degree of detail after the introduction of the electron scanning microscope. How is magnification measured, and what units of length are used for microscopic work? The power of a microscope is measured in terms of the number of times it can increase the diameter of an object. For example, if you magnify a circle on your computer screen with a diameter of 3 inches, 2 times, it would appear 6 inches across. Of course, objects viewed through a microscope are much smaller than this, and are magnified to a much higher degree. Generally, they are only a small fraction of an inch. However, inches are not usually used as a measuring unit for microscopic work. The units used are micrometers, m, or nanometers, abbreviated nm. 1 m equals 10-6 meters, and 1 nanometer equals 10-9 meters. 1 meter equals 100 centimeters, or 1,000 millimeters, or 3.28 feet. 1 micron micrometers equals 0.00003937007874015748 inches. See www.calculateam.com web link for a calculator that converts lengths from one system to another, and from smaller or larger units. This device is quite handy, and I used it for the conversions presented above. The simplest microscope, or magnifying device, consists of one powerful lens. A microscope of this type is limited in its magnifying capabilities. When two or more lenses are used, the magnifying power is greatly increased, which is called the compound light microscope. The basic structure of the simplest compound light microscope consists of a tube several inches long, with two lenses, one at each end, called the eyepiece and an objective. The tube is mounted on some type of support, where the objective is just above the specimen. The microscope is focused by lowering or raising the tube. The history of the light microscope. The first compound light microscope known to historians was created in Holland in 1590 by Hans and Zacharias Janssen. Robert Hooke made observations of the cellular structure of living matter in 1665. He described the box-like entities that comprise cork, which he called cells. These observations led to the cell theory. Anton van Leeuwenhoek, a Dutch scientist, is credited with the first observation and description of microbes in the late 1600s. A note on the history of the microscope. The basic structure of a light microscope is relatively simple, and it can be constructed with commonly available materials and hand tools. The microscope was probably invented by many individuals way before the dates in history books. There are even water drop microscopes that use drops of water for lenses, and do not require any glass. This device is a simple type of light microscope, and it can be constructed with very simple materials and tools. Since this type of microscope does not require glass, it may have been invented by many individuals even before the discovery of glass. See www.sas.org web link. Words on website. The instant microscope. Just add water. It is possible to create powerful magnifying devices similar to the water drop microscope with other liquids, such as oils and liquefied sugar. Thus, some individuals may have observed the cellular structure of living matter and microbes well before the dates mentioned above. When an individual invents something, it does not necessarily become publicized. Perhaps, the important concept is not who the first inventors are, but who the innovators who introduced the microscope and related observations about the cells into the world of science are. These people are noted by the historians. Websites on the history of the microscope. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.